Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Now, here's the journey of a lifetime. At least one family came to Chelan in a covered wagon, but it was from Brush Prairie, Washington, not Independence, Missouri. Gus Rambo was a teacher at the Union Valley School in 1901. In fact, he was Union Valley's first teacher when the school was a converted log bunkhouse. He had married one of his pupils, Elsie Ouls. Gus lost Elsie to pneumonia in 1906, and they had a couple of children. Gus Rambo married for a second time Catherine Parks in 1908 at Brush Prairie in Clark County. He taught school there for a living. In 1917, the family of eight now set off for Lake Chelan in a covered wagon that Gus had built for the trip. His daughter Marjorie described the trip in the Lake Chelan history notes in 1994. She said, "They filled a 5-gallon can with gingerbread, cookies, and fruitcake. The wagon was pulled by two horses, and then two cows, a heifer, calf, and a dog with four puppies accompanied us. Both cows were giving milk, and each morning's milk was carried in a milk can fastened to the side of the wagon. By the end of the day, a pat of butter was floating on the milk, the jolting of the wagon acting as a churn. While camping on the Yakima River between Yakima and Ellensburg, the coffee pot exploded in Mother's face as she was preparing breakfast. The pot was actually a coffee can on which the lid had been tightened down, and when the coffee started to boil, the pressure caused it to explode. Mother got coffee grounds in her eyes, so Father put her on one of the horses, and they rode into Ellensburg to see a doctor. Somewhere on our journey across the sagebrush-covered flats, one of the horses decided to return to where he came from. Father jumped on the other horse, and after a 2-mile chase, caught the runaway. We stopped at the Winesap post office north of Aniette to pick up the mail. We got our first glimpse of beautiful Lake Chelan before taking a winding road to Bear Creek on Bear Mountain. The Rambo's shelter that first summer after they arrived at Bear Mountain was a combination of their covered wagon and a tent. Hauling water, weeding the garden, and feeding the stock were among the chores assigned to the children. As with Union Valley, the Bear Mountain community was losing families during the 1920s and 30s. Marjorie married and left Bear Mountain to work in the war industries on Puget Sound. Bear Mountain was nearly deserted by 1940, as would be Union Valley. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.